Minister of Labour Jim Bolger has warned employers they must resist the union campaign to break the wage freeze. His comments were made at a convention of employers in Wellington.
The government, while being willing to allow direct negotiations to recommence this year, accepted the union's last position and granted the $8 a week across the board increase. That is the end of wage increases for 1984. To those employers who may be relaxing because they see a little more economic light in front of them, I say do not so quickly forget the reasons why the wage price freeze was imposed. It was because the previous approach to wage fixing was fueling inflation. Too many employers had grown complacent because of the ease with which they could pass wage costs onto the market. As your own federation has pointed out, the $8 is more than sufficient to compensate employers, compensate workers for the fall in real disposable incomes that has occurred during the freeze. At the same time, it should not add to inflationary pressures in the economy or have an adverse effect on the growth in jobs. Given the fundamental importance to all New Zealanders of containing inflation and encouraging employment growth, the FOL campaign can only be seen as irresponsible. We have all made sacrifices to bring inflation under control. It would be quite illogical to now forego the benefits.
Minister of Labour Jim Bolger, who added that any employer who may think that submitting to union demands for further wage increases on the grounds that it would cost more to resist is also being totally irresponsible. 10 past 12.